Welcome to our study of Paul's epistle to the Galatians. We go to chapter 3 today, where Paul begins the chapter with five questions to make the Galatians realize that going back to the law is not what they need. He's trying to convince them by the questions, which if they answer them, they will clearly see that they have departed from what God intended for Christians. What did God intend? That we live by the Spirit, not by the law. Their problem is, they were persuaded by some Jewish teachers to go back to the law of Moses, as though that would increase their chances of being acceptable with God. They had forgotten that they were already completely acceptable to God by faith in Christ Jesus. Paul wants to bring them back. He's concerned. He isn't going to abandon them. Now, three of these five questions at the beginning of this chapter are concerned with the Spirit, and that's what we want to talk about today. Here's the first question. It comes up in verse 2. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? The second question. Having begun with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh, or are you now being perfected by the flesh? And the third question concerning the Spirit, does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? You can see Paul is putting into perspective this question. Is your life based on what the Spirit is doing or what the law is doing? Well, first of all, let's take the first question. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Well, clearly it was when they heard the gospel and believed it, that's hearing with faith, and then they received the Spirit. The Apostle John, in his first epistle, twice makes this statement, and by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. That's in 1 John 3:24, and again in 1 John 4, verse 13. Paul affirmed that every believer has the Spirit in Romans chapter 8. One passage is familiar to us. It's verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Well, that's very comforting to know that when I believed in Jesus Christ, back when I was just 16 years of age, the Spirit came to indwell me, and he sealed my salvation. He put the stamp of approval of God upon me. And he came there to dwell forever, and he's the one who's going to raise me someday from the dead. Now, I didn't know all that when I believed, so it was not an experience, it was a fact. God has declared it in the Scriptures, and if I had been taught that, or if I had studied the Bible, I would have learned that back then, and it wouldn't have taken me so long to appreciate that God lives in me and that my body is a holy temple. Now, we need to discuss this because so many people don't know their position. Their position is that of a child of God with the Spirit of God living in them forever. That was not true of Moses, nor Isaiah, nor Hezekiah, nor Samuel in the Old Testament. Even David did not have the Spirit living in him. Jesus brought that out, this truth, that is, when he said in John 14, the Spirit is with you disciples, but he shall be in you. He never indwelt anybody until after the cross, but now, ever since that day of Pentecost, the Spirit has come to indwell every true believer. Do you know any passage in the Bible that says you will receive the Spirit if you live by the law of Moses? No. But are there any passages that say you will receive the Spirit if you believe? Indeed, there are. Let me tell you about another one, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Paul says, In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance. Yes, he is the guarantee, and for that reason, we can be sure that we have salvation. We are sealed by that Spirit. God has stamped us as his own. The sealing indicates ownership and possession. I belong to God. He bought me, and he has stamped me with his mark, the mark of the Spirit. You may not think I belong to God, but he does, and he has given me his Spirit so that I am satisfied also that I belong to him, because his Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Now, if you're not sure that you are a child of God, and if you are not certain that you have eternal life, I often say to people, you probably are not a child of God, because if you were, you would have believed, and your belief would have brought the Spirit and the Spirit's testimony. That's the inward voice of the Spirit, which is convincing and it's assuring that you do belong to God. Now, don't try to talk yourself into the fact that you are going to heaven. You either are or you aren't, and you either know it or you don't. But don't try to con yourself into that. There are so many people who are trying to believe they are going to heaven, when they have nothing that they are basing that on. If you are trusting in what Christ promised, then you can believe that you are. Then the Spirit will give you that assurance, but until then, you'll be filled with doubts. One must believe the word. These Ephesians, Paul said, heard the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation, and they believed in him. Well, let's talk about Paul's second question regarding the Spirit. Having begun with the Spirit, are you now being perfected with the flesh? Did they begin with the Spirit? Yes, they did. It was the Spirit who drew them to Christ, who opened their hearts. It was the Spirit who fulfilled what Jesus said the Spirit would do when he came. We find that in the Gospel of John. That's in chapter 16, Jesus said, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, or the Spirit, shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." Concerning sin? Because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Now, what's the point of this passage? It shows that the Spirit would have a ministry after Jesus left this world. He would convince men concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he certainly did that with these Galatians, and many of them believed. They began their Christian life with the Spirit. They believed the Spirit's word as spoken by the Apostle Paul. But the question is aimed at showing them that since they began with the Spirit, how come they think they can perfect themselves or complete their Christian faith by works of the law? Now, many of us do that just as they did. We believe in the grace of God that saves us through Jesus Christ, and then we begin following laws to somehow think we can maintain God's approval of us. Now, why do we do that? That's inconsistent. It's inconsistent to begin with the Spirit, then go back to the law. Well, one reason is we have not been taught the contrasts that are very evident in the Bible between God's two major administrations, one on each side of the cross. There's the law administration that began with Moses and ended with the cross, and there is the Spirit's administration, beginning with the day of Pentecost and continuing on to this day. The law administration was concerned with bondage, but the Spirit's administration, also called the church administration or grace administration, is concerned with freedom. And that is brought out in chapter 5 of this epistle when Paul said, "For freedom Christ has set you free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not become entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So he didn't want them to go back to that way before the cross, the way of the law, because they had been called into freedom. Now, the second reason why people go back to law after believing in Christ and receiving the Spirit is that they have not studied this epistle to the Galatians. It's an inspired epistle to teach us and to warn us about the law and the danger of following the law. Now, the Galatians began by the Spirit, responding to the gospel, not to law, and they thought that human effort could perfect them. Flesh is human effort to win God's favor by keeping laws. Now, we come to the third question concerning the Spirit, and this is in verse 5. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? I think it's a good question to ask. Do you know any place where anybody received the Spirit by doing the works of the law? No, and it didn't bring about miracles either. In Acts chapter 14, Paul on his missionary journey in Iconium entered the synagogue, and he spoke in such a manner that a great multitude believed, both of Jews and Greeks. And in verse 3 it tells us, "Therefore they spent a long time there speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was bearing witness to what? To the word of his grace, not the word of law, granting signs and wonders be done by their hands." The miracles accompanied the preaching of the gospel of grace, not law. A similar thing is said in Acts chapter 20, where Paul met with the Ephesian elders at Miletus and said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." Paul didn't give people the law to build them up. He said the word of grace, which is able to build you up. Now, how should the Galatians then interpret this? If we want to be built up and made complete in the faith, it ought to be by the Spirit and by the word of grace, not by the law of Moses. I think Paul accomplished his point here by asking these questions. You may be very much as I was back when I first believed in Jesus Christ and didn't fully understand that a Christian ought to live by grace. And if you are such, we would like you to read our free grace booklet. We'll send it to you for the asking. It will help you to understand how God is pleased when people live by grace, trusting in his Spirit rather than the works of the flesh and living by law. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavoda reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.